Good evening. Welcome to the Celeri Report. Today is April 16, 2015. I'm Catherine Alston-Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Our theme tonight is the business of the world, and what a back and forth we're watching all over the world. The vast majority of the people in the world understand how important it is to use our time and money to do something useful, to be productive, and there was stark relief over the last month as our allies ignored American threats and moved to join the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, being organized by China. Applications for members accelerated when China agreed to remove their veto, as we discussed last week. But the result is U.S. is beginning to look like the global bully who nearly stops things and has no plan or proposal as to how to take care of the business that needs doing. Part of the problem is the continued U.S. global ambitions are being checked everywhere you turn by domestic devastation wrought on the U.S. population, by wars, particularly as a result of the financial coup d'etat wars in the Middle East. So this week there was much hand-wringing and name-calling at the policy level as various interested parties debated what could be done. The clear message coming back both domestically and internationally to the U.S. leadership is that, you know, we need something other than being able to rig things with government mandates and force. There's a rising tide of voices who are delivering the message, and basically what they're saying is if we want to eat, we need to grow food, so do something useful or go away. The strategic toolkit that the U.S. had to strong-arm people was to raise interest rates and run the U.S. dollar bear trap, as we've discussed many times in the Celeri Report. The problem is one Fed governor said recently, that growth is disappointed to the downside. What that means is that's going to punch the U.S. economy just as hard as the rest, and so not good for corporate earnings. Frankly, globally and domestically, we're all sick of the neocons and the oligarchs who back them and the toadies that serve them. We're sick of having to pay their bills and clean up their messes. And it's no doubt part of the backdrop that has allowed John Kerry and the administration the leeway to proceed to make, or certainly to try and make, deals with Iran and Cuba. Unfortunately, it's also brought a new push on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think that there's some real fear coming from everything I'm describing. The U.S. Senate agreed today to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The leadership agreed to give that authority, and we'll see what the rest of the Congress does. And that could have far-reaching repercussions for both domestic and international politics. Senate leaders said they agreed to the deal after they would aid, or they agreed to a package to aid workers that would be hurt by the deal. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't believe it will ever happen. Anyway, they didn't dare announce that before April 15th. Yesterday was the day that individual taxes are due. The tax date has people seething, and to have announced that while they were still mailing in their checks was not going to work. So my guess is they reached the deal earlier but didn't dare say anything until April 16th. If they don't push it this year, then it's going to be much harder to do next year. It wouldn't surprise me if it's one of the reasons that Reid has announced he's not running for re-election, to get out of the way of the trade bills barreling down on every control file of every senator and congressman. This is going to get rough. The reality is the G7 financial interests care first and foremost about winning on the global stage, and right now they're playing defense. There's symptoms of fear everywhere, and the fear in the leadership must be significant despite the hubris that they're evidencing. Just to give you a little note, for the last 4 weeks, we've been under constant hack attacks and have numerous other independent news. I'm getting reports from all different sections of the independent news who are experiencing the same thing. If you come into the site and it's down, we've gotten very good at bringing back up quickly, but we're going to continue to have these kind of things. As I said, we're moving to new servers just to kind of deal with this. But the reality is that the independent news is getting a growing market share, and we're competing against corporate media that doesn't fight. They fight dirty. And the reality is they can hire some of the best hackers in the emerging markets for $5 an hour, and it costs us much, much more per hour to defend against it. And of course, that's a way of just draining off our profits. But that's the nature of competition and telling the truth of America in the 21st century, and we intend to be very good at it. So we thank you for your patience. But it gives a little sort of sign of the tensions of the time.